Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to learn in the first paragraph of Masechet Beitza, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So we are holding again at Masechet Beitza, Perek, Aleph, Mishnah, Beis. So the Mishnah is going to talk about the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. The halacha is when a person shechts a chaya or an oaf, not a behema, but a chaya or an oaf, they have to do they have to cover the dam with some dirt or something like that. So if a person wants to shecht an animal on Yantif, which is you're allowed to do because it's Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to shecht an animal in Yantif, but if you're shechting a chaya or an oaf, you're going to need to do kisui hadam. Problem with kisui hadam is that that involves digging up earth from the ground, and that is a violation of a malacha of choresh, and it also might take hard earth and crumple it up, which might be a violation of the malacha of tochein, and there may be and it also is a violation of mukta, because dirt is mukta. So how can one possibly do the mitzvah of kisui hadam on Yom Tov? So says the Mishnah, Hashochet Chaya Va'of B'Yom Tov. If a person wants to shecht a chaya or an oaf on Yom Tov, so B'Shamei Omrim, Yachbar B'Dekar V'Yechasa. He could shecht the animal, dig up earth with a shovel, and then use it to cover the dam. But that's only if the dirt is loose and the shovel was already stuck into the ground before Yom Tov. If the earth is loose, so it's not going to create a permanent hole, because imagine digging up sand on a beach or something, that the neighboring sand will just fill in the hole, so it's not considered to be a violation of the melacha of choresh mida oraisa. And since the shovel is already in the ground, it's also not choresh even midrabanan. And also the fact that the earth is loose means that you're not violating tochein, because it's not a clump of earth that you are grinding up. And it's also not muktzah, because by sticking the shovel in the ground before Yom Tov, you are being mechin that earth, you are designating that earth in advance to use for the mitzvah of kisui hadam, and therefore it's not a violation of muktzah. U'beis Hillel omrim, lo yishchot elim kein ha'ilo afer muchlan mibod yom. But Beis Hillel says, no, you're not allowed to shecht unless you prepare dirt on the day before Yom Tov, meaning you can't just have loose earth that a shovel was shoved into, because there still might be some chunks of earth that you're going to grind up when you pick up the shovel. So it has to be completely muchan mibod yom, which means you have to dig it up in advance of Yom Tov, crumble it up in advance of Yom Tov, designate it in advance of Yom Tov, so that it's not going to be in violation of any of these three potential halachic pitfalls. Umodim shim shachat sheyachmar v'dekar yichase. But Basil agrees that if you actually shechted a chayor of on Yom Tov and you didn't designate the dirt from before Yom Tov, then you're allowed to dig up the dirt with a shovel and cover the dam. You, again, only if it's soft earth that the shovel has already been stuck into from before Yom Tov. I mean, the Beis Hillel is not being more makel than the Beis Shammai. They're just saying that if you already shechted a chayva of, you can rely on, you can follow what we had said is the shita of the Beis Shammai. Because that solution of the Beis Shammai will save you from violating the Issur D'Oraisa of Choresh and of Tochein, and therefore that's good enough. So and also the Issur D'Rabbanan of Muktzah. So the Mishnah now brings a case where Beis Hillel agrees that you're allowed to shecht even lechatchila, that you're allowed to shecht a chayav va'of, even if you don't have dirt that was prepared before Yom Tov. She'efer ki ramuchanhu. If you have ashes, then that's also perfectly good for kisui hadam. So if you have ashes that were left in the stove before Yom Tov began, so you could shecht a chayav va'of on Yom Tov and use those ashes to do the kisui hadam, because ashes are considered to be muchan, they're considered to be designated for that purpose, even if you hadn't set them aside specifically to designate them for that purpose, because everyone knows that ashes could be used for the mitzvah of kisui hadam, and therefore it's not considered to be muktzah. A lot of times when we have a din that involves afar, Afer works as well. Afer sometimes means Afer as well. It means ashes. Oftentimes, it means ashes as well. It fits into the category of Afer. So this is one such circumstance. So now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. So Mishnah Gimel talks about whether a person is allowed to move a ladder on Yom Tov to take birds from a birdhouse on Yom Tov. So Beishamei Omrim, Ein Malichin Esasula Mishovach L'Shovach. Beishamei says you cannot move a ladder from one bird birdhouse to another birdhouse on Yom Tov, because it looks like you're trying to go fix a roof, which is Nisa D'Oraisa on Yom Tov. The Shammai answers that even in private, where no one's going to be able to see you. Aval Mateo mechalon lechalon, but you're allowed to tilt the ladder from one window of the birdhouse to another window of the same birdhouse, because then it's clear that you're not trying to use it for fixing a roof or anything. It's obvious that you're just going to get birds. If you don't take a ladder away from the birdhouse, you just tilt it from one window to another, so it's obvious that you're just trying to get birds from the birdhouse. Well, Basil Matinum, but Basil says you're even allowed to move a ladder from one birdhouse to another, again, in private, where no one's going to see you, where it's not going to be a problem of Maris Ha'ayin, meaning he's in public, you're not allowed to do it, because then it's going to be a problem of Maris Ha'ayin, and anything that's Aser Mishum Maris Ha'ayin, normally we assume, is Aser Afilu B'Chadri Chadarim. Normally that's the rule, that called Dover Shasu Chachamim Mishum Maris Ha'ayin Afilu B'Chadri Chadarim Asru, that whatever Chachamim Asered prohibited on account of it being Maris Ha'ayin, they Asered doing it even in private. But over here, Beis Hillel says that the Chachamim made an exception to this rule, because you're trying to get birds so that you're going to be able to eat on Yantiv, and it's going to be for the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. So they allow doing that so long as you manage to avoid violating Maris Ha'ayin. Now, the birds in the birdhouse are muktzah, so a person could take them on Yom Tov only if they're not muktzah, only if you designated them somehow before Yom Tov. So Beshame Omrim lo yitol ele imkein na'anea mi ba'od yom. The only way you're allowed to take the birds from the birdhouse is if before Yom Tov you went up and you actually took the birds and shook them. I mean, you picked them up, you did something with them. You physically manipulated them to show that these birds are being designated for use on Yom Tov. Just pointing to them and saying, yeah, I plan on using these birds tomorrow, without actually physically handling them, is not considered to be a real hachana of those birds. Beisil says, no, you could stand there on the ground, point up at the birds, and say, I'm going to take this one, and I'm going to take that one, and that's enough to take away the status of muktzah. Zevzeh means you're just pointing at them. Whenever we have the word zeh always means that it's mora be'etzpa, that you're able to point at something with your finger. So over here also, you're just pointing at it, and that's perfectly fine. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis, we learned that if a person wants to shecht a chayva ofen yom tov, Beis Shammai says, yet you can take a shovel that's been stuck in the ground from before Yom Tov and use that to do Kisei Adam. Beis Hillel says, no, you're not allowed to shecht unless you have the dirt already designated, already dug up from the ground from before Yom Tov. But Beis Hillel agrees that if you already shechted and you don't have the dirt dug up, then you're allowed to use that dirt. And we also said that Beis Hillel agrees you're even allowed to shecht l'chadchila as long as you have some efer kira, as long as you have some ashes in your oven, that's considered to be muchan. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we had another machlokes pesha on Beis Hillel, whether you're allowed to move a ladder from one birdhouse to another, where Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to, because it looks like you're going to fix a roof. You're only allowed to tilt it from one window in a birdhouse to another, whereas Beis Hillel says you're even allowed to move it from one birdhouse to another. And then a further machlokes b'sham Beis Hillel, what it takes to designate birds for use before Yom Tov. Beis Shammai holds that you need to actually physically manipulate the birds themselves, whereas Beis Hillel says, nah, you could just point to them in advance of Yom Tov, and that's already a good enough designation. Okay, Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey.